It's called How I Get the Nectar to the Well. In this poem, time and space have been compressed into a series of words and images. The compression of time and space is the first phase, known as the phase of engraving the visage onto the sacred aspirin. This phase is characterized by pixels entering into the cerebral cortex via the eye hole. Once said pixels arrive, they lay dormant in the rookery, some kind of gestation period, hologramming in the mythos box, backstroke through the pure light. After an undetermined period, the pixels maturate, and by way of a mysterious force, sputter out of the spigot in the form of a finite series of words and images. The second part of the process begins, known to initiates as the phase of not accepting phone calls from anyone, not even you, Mom. Customarily, during this phase, the words and images are manipulated into a number of permutations. Shards of the gossamer architecture lay about the feet. Claws covered in black goo. Stimulants are introduced. Things go badly. Much staring out the window. Coffee, drawing board, crystal palace turned to ice. Thoughts of death unrelated to the poem. Thoughts of sex analogous to poem. More stimulants. Little sleep. Handful of broccoli. The second phase may last years and often results in a return to the original arrangement of words and images put forth at its outset. Here begins the third phase, the phase of making the skeleton fledge in the gloaming while the audience applauds. In this phase, the poem is sent through the ether by way of various tubes to a number of carefully selected recipients. If the desired result of the third phase is achieved, a publication containing said poem arrives in the mail, and the process begins again. The innocent pixels, the television in the heart, the rhododendron's disintegration in the palm of the Crab King, the flow of particles from ghost to ghost. Seldom does the poet discover if said poem is ever read by another person, and generally, he or she is better off not thinking about it at all. Hence, the adherence to the aforementioned tripartite process, day after day, year after year, until one afternoon, the poet wakes up and puts on pants and goes to a party and has no idea who these people are.